This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, August 20th, 2022. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm still healthy. Last time I checked, yeah, I'm pretty healthy. I'm doing good. How are you, Scoop?
I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm in a little bit more giddy than usual because today is August the 20th, and it's a special birthday today. We want to say happy birthday to Robert Plant, lead singer of the band Led Zeppelin and the Honey Drippers. Robert, thank you very much for entertaining us for all these years. Also, a special shout-out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department. Stay safe out there. And those in upstate New York, say hi to the cellar savers. As usual, first order of business, as always, is to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty. This week, we want to remember Police Officer Cesar Echeverry of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Miami, Florida, end of watch Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. His killer is dead and in the ground. This was a very different situation because a member of the Miami-Dade Fire Department went on Instagram and was criticizing the police officer, and says, in the firefighter said, "Oh, good, another cop's dead. They just protect rich people's property," so on and so forth, which is actually crazy. Because, well, you and I know, both know that, you know, the police and fire departments of any jurisdiction are like brothers. And they literally fight like brothers, especially in New York. My buddy Little Billy Keebler has been a friend for 40 years. Myself, I've been a law enforcement officer and a shipboard firefighter in the United States Navy. And whenever there's a officer down, the fire departments from around the that officer's jurisdiction have ladders up, flags going, and vice versa. When a firefighter is down, the police departments provide escorts, block off streets, and you know, give honors. But luckily for that firefighter in Miami, Florida, he no longer has a job with the Miami-Dade Fire Department. Anyways, folks, we've been hearing about Trump and the FBI all day, every day, all week. We're going to go a little bit different. We want to talk about the FBI unless we run out of things to say, which we probably won't because this is the fastest hour in radio. But it's been a great week. Why? Because President Donald Trump did it again. He ended another political dynasty. He ended the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty, and now the Cheney political dynasty. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who was born in Wyoming, but then went to McLean High School in McLean, Virginia, which is very, very well-to-do area. I cannot afford to even rent a shack in McLean. She also went to law school, and after law school, she started practicing law at the law firm of White & Case in Washington, D.C. Now, the fact that she is the daughter of a former member of the House of Representatives, the former Secretary of Defense, and the CEO of Halliburton has nothing to do with her qualifications. Any joker graduated from the City College of New York Law School can also get a job with White Case. Not. So, anyways, during her tenure as a member of the House of Representatives, Ms. Cheney was able to amass a fortune from approximately $7 million to over $40 million, according to Tucker Carlson. Now, the Cheney family probably earned the money as Liz Cheney's husband, Philip Perry, works for a law firm whose clients include Hunter Biden. Yep. Liz Cheney's on the January 6th committee. Meanwhile, her husband works a law firm in D.C., of course, not Wyoming, whose client list includes Hunter Biden. And then, of course, for whatever reason, Cheney joins the circus known as January 6th committee. Despite the fact her state voted for Trump by over 70% in both elections, and of course, she loses the primary that bad. Now, after the ballot beatdown, not seen since Walter Mondale went against Ronald Reagan in 1984, Ms. Cheney comes out and hints at a presidential run and compares herself to Abraham Lincoln, which is perfect because Abraham Lincoln was a piece of work, too. Folks, look it up. Do some research. Lincoln was not the hero everybody thought he was. But anyways, Liz Cheney is a perfect example of what's wrong with our government. Daddy's a big shot. She moves back to Wisconsin to get the rubes to vote for her because the Northern Virginia's liberals will not vote for her. People in Wyoming will say, hey, Cheney, yeah, he's a pretty good guy. You know, he's conservative. He's not a pinko America-hating phony, so let's vote for Liz Cheney. And then Liz Cheney is married, but she did not take her husband's last name. Well, we all know the reason why. But anyways, she gets in office, thwarts the will of her constituents in Wyoming, and gets on the January 6th committee to get in good with the D.C. swamp creatures on Capitol Hill and in the media and on K Street. So she gets invited to all the talk shows and the cocktail parties and so on and so forth. And then, meanwhile, her husband's law firm works for the son of the current president, who's part of a crime family so wealthy and powerful they make John Gotti look like an amateur. But that's, you know, that's Washington in a nutshell. Well, your comments on the loser, Liz Cheney.
Well, you know, her father was picked as a vice president by George W. as a favor to George H. Because George H. and Dick Cheney, you know, were, you know, butt buddies. So, you know, he made him a vice president. And, you know, Dick Cheney wasn't going to go nowhere in 2008. You know, he, you know, he couldn't beat anything in 2008, you know, as far as president goes, or get a nomination. So, you know, he was a deadbeat from day one. Number two, while he was in the White House with George H., didn't he shoot his hunting partner or something?
A bunch of contributors to the Republican Party went hunting somewhere, and Cheney shot the guy in the face. So good firearm control,
right.
Mr. Cheney.
So, and then one daughter come out of the closet when he was in the vice presidency. Let me spit it out and get it right. She was a lesbian. And daughter number two turned out to be a traitor. So
right.
We'll get to that afterwards. We'll get to that after the break. So check us out.
Okay, coming up, we got another loser. Throw money down a toilet. A woman says we can't go see a movie. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Come celebrate the supreme law of the land at Loving Liberty's Constitution Day dinner. Have you ever asked yourself, what's so great about America? Find out with guest speakers Lawrence Reed from Atlanta and Jeff Utch from Tucson, Arizona. We will also be introducing our new podcast, Ask an Immigrant. Join us Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m., located at Liberty Hall, 3677 North 2000 West, Far West, Utah. Get your tickets today at lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Please check us out, the number 75radio.org. That's 75radio.org. Your closing thoughts on the Cheney family?
You know, just that, you know, she flipped. You know, she went in as a Republican, and you know, like you know, she just flipped without changing parties. You know, everything was against Trump. Everything was you know, she could always come out the side of the face about Trump. So you know, she didn't do the Republican Party up there. Where is it, in Wisconsin? You know, any favor?
Wyoming.
So you know, Trump won that state in 2016, you know, with ease. You know, I think he got 80% of Wisconsin. And here's this idiot trying to flip the state over to the Democrats again. So, you know, she just bad news as a politician, just because her father was the vice president. That, you know, doesn't make you a politician. So, you know, she had no background. She got nothing going for her.
Other than her last
she
name.
She got voted in because Wisconsin was is a Republican state. She got voted in. And, you know, just like what Hillary did with the Senate, you know, in what was it, 2000, when she was New York State Senator.
Yep.
You know, it was a totally Democratic state. So she ran against somebody that they wanted out, and she knew she was a shoo-in. So, you know, right. These people that go in there, you know, based on their family's record, not their own, you know, we got to stop doing that. It's like nepotism almost. So, you know, we got to stop it. You know, she Liz Cheney, you know, you showed everybody how smart she was, which wasn't very. So, you know, that's the end of it. And she's gone. And, you know, she might be filling out applications for The View, you know, or CNN. CNN has an opening now. So, she's just one of those people that got her 15 minutes of fame because of a family member, not her. And now she's gone. So,
right.
You know,
and also
adios, take your snide remarks about our Mr. Trump and jump off a short pier.
Right. But anyways, some more some devastating news this week. It came out that CNN is canceling the show Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter. Now, this is devastating to outlets such as 75 Radio and Mark Dice for the simple fact that this guy provided just so much entertainment, so much material for our programming. Now, Reliable Sources was not the news entertainment like One American News or Fox or any real hard-hitting news programs that we like to watch, like Dan Bongino, Dan Ball, Tucker Carlson. But this was just straight-up parody. Reliable Sources was a parody of the cable news business without being a parody. They took themselves seriously, but I mean, it was like the Daily Show on speed, but the only problem was there's just no comedy. And again, we just took so much material from this guy. And like Liz Cheney, this show is everything what's wrong with mainstream media. Now, Brian Stelter is a very little smug, arrogant, and elitist. He's a very beta male. He's not like myself or yourself, Walter, or our wonderful listeners. But anyways, don't look for Brian Stelter to do any news stories like Mike Rowe did back in the day when he was crawling all over dirt, getting himself just filthy dirty and doing things dangerous. But anyways, on the show, his guests, all liberal elitists. They're all politicians, politicos, political pundits, academic type people. You know, no working class people, no conservatives, nothing like that. Nobody who's been there and done that. The narrative is all liberal. You know, just like Fox sucks. Whataburger News is like worse than Hitler. Newsmax sucks. Talk radio sucks. You got to listen to the political pundits and the academics and this, that, and the other thing. And never a story about liberal bias, just, again, attacking Fox News, One American News, Newsmax, conservative radio, conservative pundits. But he barely mentioned the scandal involving Chris Cuomo and his brother, governor of New York. No mentioning of bringing back of one Jeffrey Toobin, who had a little issue with his Zoom call. And he barely scratched the surface with Hunter Biden's computer until the evidence was in his face. Or all the lies, not just one little lie, all the lies against Donald Trump. And right now we see it right again, you know, lies from the feds about Donald Trump taking secrets and selling them to the our enemies and all this other foolishness. But anyways, Brian Stelter will eventually get back in media, and we hope he does. We hope he gets back in media really, really soon and keeps doing what he does best, just being an absolute clown. I just absolutely love when other real journalist types, even though they're liberals, can be real journalist types, just beat the brakes out of this guy. I mean, this dude is just so clueless that he's just an arrogant SOB. But and also he's you know, well, back in the day, I remember, like, news guys like, you know, Walter Cronkite and others of that type, especially the local guys in New York, really real men, even though they might be liberal, and I don't disagree with them, and I actually despise Walter Cronkite. You know they were men, but you look at this guy, just a tub of guts. Any comment on Brian Stelter?
You know, another person that, you know, went to college, you know, got a journalism degree and turned out to be a putz. So just, you know, his delivery was awful. His closing was awful. His stories were awful. And, you know, he's just, a waste of time. It's like a T-shirt with a tag on it. You just want to rip it off because it rubs you all the time, you know.
Right.
And speaking of rubbing, you brought up Lubin Tubin, that's the caliber that they got. Why don't they hire Paul Rubin, you know, to go with Jeffrey Tubin? You know, they could zoom together.
Right. But CNN and Time Warner, the parent company, was taken over by Discovery Networks here in Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland. And the new bosses are not happy whatsoever. So that's why little Brian Stelter, he's looking for a job. And Jeff Zucker, that just ran CNN right into the ground. He's out on his keister. But hopefully they'll bring some, credibility back to CNN. Because it was only about 10 years ago, James Edwards was on CNN two or three times. And, of course, they treated him like a pile of crap. But he went head on. He did not back down whatsoever. That's why we love him. That's why we're on the same network as him. But anyways, moving right along. You were a union member throughout your careers, right?
Yes.
Right. And I'm a member of a labor union. Not very good, but, you know, we have collective bargaining rights since we are in the District of Columbia. But anyways, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the home of St. Georgia Fentanyl, the teachers union in Minneapolis want a clause in their contract to state that if the Minneapolis school system needs to lay off teachers, the labor union, not the school, the labor union itself, which represents the teachers, they want the white cages to be laid off first. Now, it doesn't matter if who has more seniority. It's based on color of your skin. I am not making this up. And anyways, that sort of defeats the exact reason of a labor union with collective bargaining rights. Now, if this happened where an all-white or majority-white union said, we want, if there's layoffs, we want black people to go first, all hell would break loose, and the rest of Minneapolis would burn down to the ground. But it's black people saying, we want the white people out. And what really gets me is that being both a member of the union, even though it's more like a you have to join type of a shop, nobody's saying anything. Part of that teachers union, they're not saying, hey, hold, stop your brakes, either cease and desist or we're going to go to court. No, they're just going to sit there and take it like the lemmings that they are. That's why, you know, the school system is the way that it's in the shape that's in, because, you know, it's based on color of your skin, not your knowledge, skills, ability, education, things like that. But anyways, but if you're a white teacher in Minneapolis, you know, you know what to do. Just leave the school system, let that school system rot, because trust me, there's plenty of teacher positions that's open. But anyways, when we come back, we'll get Walter's take on the Minneapolis Teachers Union hating on their own members, and also a TikTok idiot doing what TikTok idiots do. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The New York State Inspector General said in a report that a state trooper should have been disciplined for getting romantically involved with then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's adult daughter while serving on his security detail. The report came 2 years after the relationship and the trooper's apparent banishment to a post near the Canadian border. It was speculated at the time that Cuomo personally ordered the transfer because he was upset over the relationship. The report does not address whether the governor requested the transfer or which daughter it was. A Cuomo spokesman said Friday that he had no role in it. A federal judge told South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham that he still has to testify before a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Graham had asked the judge for an emergency stay as he appealed the decision ordering him to speak to the panel that is investigating whether former President Trump and his allies interfered with the 2020 presidential election in the Peach State. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back during news break. We were listening about how Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is telling the airlines, you know, get your act together or things are going to happen. Well, folks, you've been flying out there all summer long. Air travel is absolutely a mess. Flights are being canceled. They don't have the crews to man these aircraft safely and so on and so forth. But, you know, he's waiting towards the end of summer when school's about to start. He's like telling the airline industry, hey, get your stuff together. We're going to get mad at you again. Anyways, any comments on the wonderful teachers union in the Minneapolis school system?
Well, yeah, sure. Of course, I always got an opinion. You know, the teachers union isn't doing these people any good at all because they're negotiating, you know, with the public schools to fire unionized educators. That's not how a union is supposed to work. A union is supposed to defend its members, you know, to the fullest extent because they've been paying dues that pay the salaries of these people that negotiate for them. Now, you know, this is supposed to come out like, what was it, a year or two ago where the African-American community wanted retribution for slave owners that died 400 freaking years ago. You know, it's running along the same lines. It's basically to fix what happened for past discrimination against African-American applicants into the Minneapolis public school system. Now, why would a vetted educator who's got 25, 30 years in education in Minneapolis, why is he or she being held responsible for past discrimination? They're not the ones that made the decision to hire or not hire an African-American back in, you know, when that occurred, if it occurred. You know, they're saying it occurred, but they're not, you know, it's got to be back in the 60s. And I'm going by, you know, what happened in the 70s and the 80s with the New York City Police Department, where there wasn't enough minority bosses. And, you know, they gave extra sergeants tests to get them started and gave a lot of curved points for many African-American and, you know, brown Americans to make sergeant. So if that's the case, this has happened, you know, pre-1970s, this discrimination. So nobody's around anymore that did it. So they hold it. What happened, I guess, you know, pretty much around the time they were in diapers. So it doesn't make any sense to me that this union is not standing up for its members. You know, how do you agree to a contract that's going to lay off somebody with 25 or 30 years in the school system for somebody who's got, you know, 2 or 3 years in the school system? You know, it's supposed to fall to the bottom. And as the educators, the veteran educators start retiring, that's when you start hiring, you know, and then hire, if you want to hire Black Americans, fine, but make sure that they have the same credentials as somebody who should have gotten the job. You know, that I think that makes sense, what I just said. So it's just for they're doing it because they were discriminated or somebody's claiming discrimination in the past. And that's just stupid. It's, you know, people will call it like reverse discrimination. There's no such thing to me as reverse discrimination. Either you're discriminating against me or I'm discriminating against you. There's no reverse. It's forward is discrimination. And I think it's wrong. I do think it's wrong. And to fire somebody based on what somebody did 60 years ago and didn't hire an African-American, that's just redundant. stupid.
Right. Folks, that's Walter Yerkew. But anyways, you know, one more tidbit. These labor unions, they're all involved in these political issues and, you know, abortion rights and gay rights and everything. I mean, worry about the members. Make sure they're working in a safe environment. Make sure they're getting paid on time. Make sure their health care benefits aren't going away the next contract. Things of that nature. And then make sure you keep the union either at the current level or bigger, because union jobs are going away the dodo bird. But anyways, that's organized labor for you. But moving to the next story. TikTok is the land of idiots. Some Sharkeesha, who an African queen, went on TikTok and told white people not to go see the sequel to the movie Black Panther the first weekend it's released, so only black people can see it. This girl says white people can see it the next weekend, but it doesn't stop there. This nobody also said that white people need to go to the theater, buy tickets to the Black Panther sequel, and give the tickets to poor black people to see the movie, and then stand outside the theater and make sure nobody goes in and shoots up the place. I don't know where to start with this, because if I said something like that back in 1978 with Grease, or 1984 Footloose, says, hey, black people, wait a couple weeks to go see these movies, all hell would break loose. But we didn't have the internet back then. But I don't think black people would want to see Grease or Footloose. Anyways, think of mass shooters other than the idiot in Colorado. It's black people who cause issues in the theater. Remember, New Jack City was released. Boys in the Hood was released about a year later. And, you know, just chaos at these theaters. They had to put cops at the movie theaters so people can just go watch a movie. And also violence in these theaters. And that's why some of these movie theaters, they got these playing these hood movies, and normal people don't want to go there. In terms of Black Panther was a comic book character that was developed by Stan Lee, a white man. Now, the sequel to Black Panther, I guess is directed by a black man, but the studio releasing the movie is Disney, which is overwhelming white. The CEO, the board members, all the bosses at Disney are white. So anyways, this girl wants to be a TikTok superstar. She got her 10 minutes of fame because if you go on YouTube, conservative pundits, primarily black conservative pundits, are just absolutely raking her over the coals. But anyways, I don't have TikTok. I don't recommend getting TikTok. Nobody should get TikTok because, again, it's just the land of the stupid. What say you about going to see Black Panther the second week and making sure the theater seat for black people?
Well, first off, I don't care much for the superhero stuff in the movies. I'd still rather download a comic book and read a comic book. Number one, I didn't see it first, Black Panther, not because the Black Panther turned out to be black. and I'm certainly not going to see the second Black Panther. However, this idiot who doesn't want white people to go see the Black Panther because it's a black movie is got to be on the board up there in Minneapolis to fire the white people. You know, it's ludicrous. Again, you know, it's stupid. I'd like to take a poll on who exactly wants to see the Black Panther to begin with. The first movie didn't do very well. And it didn't, the guy died. Didn't he die or something?
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, all right. And so they make a Black Panther again. It's not something I want to see. You know, I saw a couple of Batman movies, you know, I saw a Spider-Man movie here and there. But other than that, I mean, you know, the comic book series in motion pictures just doesn't do anything for me, because you just don't see them. I see more in a comic book than I see in the movie.
Right.
So, but the subject matter is this person not wanting white people to watch the Black Panther, you know, go buy tickets and hand them out to black people. I hate that. You know, people that think like that, how the hell do they get airtime?
Well, it's on TikTok. So, you know, you get a TikTok account, you go in there, say some stupid stuff, and you're a superstar. So, anyway,
yeah, no, I don't have a TikTok account. and I don't. I'll watch some of the videos sometimes, you know, when I'm waiting for the Yankee game to come on or something. But, you know, as far as TikTok, you know, it's just a bunch of knuckleheads doing stupid stuff. Yeah. You know, tell me something that you haven't told your boyfriend, I'll give you $500 if I think it's nasty. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
People listen to us.
Anyways, coming up, we have some good news concerning yours truly and some legends. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org. 75radio.org. Take it away.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Once again, this is the fastest hour in radio. Anyway, some good news. Last week, my Facebook account was hacked. Why is that good news? Because everybody that follows me on Facebook doesn't have to read my stuff. But I was driving around late one night, and this is people have blown up my Facebook Messenger is blowing up, saying Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is this. And then I had to go online and figure out how to undo my account. And what's funny is that it says like, why are you disabling your account? Was it hacked? Like, yes. I was like, okay, Facebook knows that they get hacked all the time, and so, but they do nothing about it, despite being a billion-dollar company. But anyways, kudos to our buddy Stas, who works his ass off day in, day out, helping me, helping us, and helping himself for posting on the 75 Facebook group. Now, the 75 Facebook group is still up and running. Walt, your Facebook is up and running, but mine is down. My apologies for getting hacked. I guess I shouldn't be looking at the websites I went on, but I'm not going to go any further. You know, we'd be kicked off an FCC license radio. Anyways, finally, some better news. Last week was the 25th anniversary of South Park. South Park is that animated show that was conceived and done up, voiced by Matt Parker Trey Parker and Matt Stone. This show has been on for 25 years, and these guys lean a little bit to the right, I believe, if not full-blown conservatives, but they eviscerate everybody. And despite this woke culture, they keep doing what they've been doing, and it's just been absolutely hysterical. So then Comedy Central decided to hold a concert at the famous Red Rocks Park Amphitheater to celebrate South Park's 25th anniversary. Parker and Stone are Colorado natives, and the concert featured Primus, who did the theme song and has probably one of the world's greatest bassists, Les Claypool. His band, this other band, Ween, from the 90s, I don't know who they are, and of course, Parker and Stone. And during the concert, they had a on the big screen behind the drummers, they had two, the surviving members of Rush, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, in South Park Animation, and these guys were voicing themselves. It's absolutely hysterical, because Parker and Stone just actually beat up the Canadians, and then when any Canadian character is animated very poorly, so these two very poorly drawn characters are there, and Geddy Lee and his big nose, just absolutely hysterical. And then Rush, despite the fact they're absolutely phenomenal musicians, a phenomenal band, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, they for years they make a make fun of themselves, and they do it very funny. So I see animated Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson congratulating South Park for 25 years, and I say, well, we could give them a case of Rush beer. And then one of the other characters says, well, how even worse, we could show up and jam with them. And sure enough, out comes Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson to a huge applause, because both the South Park guys and Primus actually love Rush. And who wouldn't? I mean, Rush, a hell of a band. I mean, three guys, and it sounds like a whole 5, 6, 7 piece band. So they came out and did a song. Matt Stone, who also is an amateur drummer, did not know they were coming out. So they came out and played a song. Can't remember the song. Stupid. Oh, Closer to the Heart. And Geddy Lee hasn't played in years, so but he absolutely killed it. Alex Lifeson killed it, and it was just great fun all around. I was happy to see them, and to me, it was closure, because back in 2020, Neil Peart passed away after a bout with cancer. He was fighting cancer tooth and nail, and the band kept it quiet because they wanted to do one last tour before he passed away. And of course, after he passed, they were very devastated and didn't even do anything. So it was like the first time in a couple of years that Rush came out and played to a crowd, and the crowd really, really gave him a warm welcome. Well, any comments on the Rush mini reunion in Colorado?
No, absolutely none.
Are you a Rush fan? They were big in the 70s and 80s.
No, not really. You know, just no comment, you know.
All right, but anyways, I've been seeing for like months now, like folks, you know, like these musicians are legendary, and unfortunately, time waits for no one, and you know they're not gonna be around forever. I mean, we lost Peart, we lost Dusty Hill from ZZ Top, we lost Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones, three of the Four Monkeys passed away, Paul McCartney's 80, Ringo Starr's in his 80s. I mean, just. If you get a chance to see these people, you know, please do it. What's his name? Peter Frampton. He's, you know, he's up there in the 70s, and he's, you know, he gave one last tour because just that he can't play anymore because of different ailments. But anyways, you know, it's, you know, we're very lucky we get to live in a time where we can, you know, listen to these acts and just be absolutely memorized. Today, coming to work, I was listening to the Led Zeppelin's cuts from Physical Graffiti. The stuff that did not make the album is absolutely phenomenal. And these bands just blow away everybody who's out there, which is sad, because, well, that's That's the music industry. It's like, we'll put out what we want, and the rest of you can go to hell. And then they wonder why people aren't listening to terrestrial radio anymore. They're going to different apps and different outlets to listen to this music because they're sick and tired of listening to this crapola music. A perfect example, here in D.C., the classic rock station, which I actually detest, the Big 100, I guess they got them everywhere. It's owned by Clear Channel, but they call it iHeartRadio because Clear Channel just has this horrible reputation. They were looking for personalities to come spin records on their channel, I mean their station. And, you know, I know a thing or two about old rock. I love old rock. Mm-hmm. I listen to nothing but old rock. And I'm on the radio, but guess what? I just refuse to apply because they're going to say, well, you got to play these 100 songs, even though, you know, some of the greatest music ever made are on the same albums. But that's, you know, that's where we're headed to, folks. But anyways, a couple minutes left on the show. I'm working on a story concerning a employee of a local government who has a thing about social equity. She's all about social equity. She's all about diversity. She's all about the giving back to the people of color, this, that, and other thing. But her job has nothing, I mean, nothing to do with social equity. I mean, it's like people talking about social equity and diversity working for the highway department, you know, just instead of fixing the roads, make sure the roads are working. Oh, yeah, it's all about the social equity. Anyways, I'm working with the local governmental authority for freedom of information about some material I happen to come across. And unfortunately, the stupid email doesn't work, but I'm going to be talking about it next week. And it's going to hopefully shake things up. If I can't get the material that I'm looking for, I'm going to contact Project Veritas and say, listen, you want in on this? And then we'll take it from there. But look for that for next week. Walt, do you have anything you want to say before we go?
No, the FBI is changing what that stands for, is Federal Bureau of Interpretation. talking about the documents in Trump's Mar-a-Lago basement, and then somebody said, well, you need to really secure those things. So he got a big-ass safe and put the safe down there, and they felt that wasn't secure enough. But how do they know that his stuff wasn't secure if it wasn't? If it was, then, you know, what's the problem? I mean, who called the FBI on his private residence, you know, to be searched? You know, it's not easy to get a search warrant for anything unless a law enforcement agent has seen something that was amiss in any regard, you know, whether it's documents in this case, drugs in another case, guns in another case, you know. You can't just say we got a search warrant to search the premises. Search warrants are specific for a specific item.
Well, not to interrupt, you brought up something I think what happened. The FBI went to his house and said, hey, you need to put a safe. They were probably there looking around, casing the place, and then went back when they left the house, Trump's house, then they put on the information on the search warrant for probable cause. So they went in to get the information, and then who's the source? Oh, ourselves, because we saw it ourselves. So anyways,
I doubt that. I'm pretty sure Trump wouldn't let God go look in his basement, you know, because he doesn't have to. You know, he doesn't have to. So, you know, who knows? It's just another – it's a witch hunt right before the midterms. Everybody knows it. You know, same thing with the gas prices starting to fall down. Everybody knows it. It's because of the midterms coming. You know, you get these liberal idiots that say, well, you know, gas prices – Biden doesn't control the gas prices. Well, he sure as hell did a pretty damn good job of it, you know, 2 years ago. A year ago a year and a half ago already, when he shut down the pipeline, you know, he knew gas prices were going to go up here in the country. So, of course, he controls it. So, you know, open up that pipeline again. because we're still paying three times as much as we did 2 years ago. So, it's this White House. And I don't know if Taiwan let Nancy Pelosi leave. Is she back?
I don't care. I know. She's still alive. But anyways, folks, that's another show in the can. This is Peter Scoopstein for Walter Yerkew, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.